They used to be called weekend warriors, but the role of the country's military reserves and National Guard has changed over the years. Citizen soldiers now pull hard duty along with the regulars. Even so, it was rare for a reservist to be on active duty for more than a year. But recent conflicts, including the Iraq War, have increased difficulties for reservists, their families, and their employers, NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Ever since Nora Moreno's husband, Bob Cargi, was called to active duty last February, she's been repairing and painting their bright two-flat apartment.
This is like phase one.
The hardwood floors creak as she points out a reconfigured clothes closet and neatly painted walls in the bedrooms and her husband's study.
So what I've been doing is I've been trying to keep myself busy, like no downtime at all, because I'm just trying to take one day at a time. Like today, I think it's day 81 when I think he's going to be back.
Cargi, a Chicago police sergeant, has been in the Army Reserves for more than 20 years and is now stationed in Kuwait. Both in their early 40s, the couple has been married for 3 years and had been trying to have a child before Cargi was deployed.
You know, we got married later in life, and at 39, I didn't realize how difficult it was going to be to have a kid.
Moreno says a lengthy deployment hurts their chances, so they put Cargi's sperm on ice so she could continue with fertility treatments. Despite the separation from her husband, Moreno says she's fortunate. Nearly a third of the National Guard and reservists suffer pay cuts when they go on active duty, but Moreno works, and the city of Chicago pays the difference between her husband's military pay and his regular civilian salary.
172-172.
In the police news affairs office where Bob Cargi normally works, Deputy Director Pat Camden says about 60 of Chicago's 13,000 sworn officers have been called up for active duty, so it hasn't caused too much of a problem.
It's not when you look at the overall organization. However, in the case of news affairs, in a unit where you have 13 sworn officers, to lose a supervisor does create somewhat of an impact on us.
But for many small businesses, the impact is immediate and severe. Jamie Cruz runs the Vargas Group, a small company specializing in finding employees for specific government contracts. He says he suffered a financial blow because 12 of his 60 employees have been called up for active duty.
Because it not only affects my bottom line because I have to recruit and have additional expenditures, but the client or the customers need these people too. So here I am, I'm not meeting these goals because I don't have these people. So it does affect my pocket as well as the performance of the contract.
Usually reservist and guard members expect to train 1 weekend a month and 2 weeks a year for a base salary of about $3,000 for the newly enlisted. But Michelle Simons, who runs the Illinois National Guard's Family Assistance Center in Chicago, says these days orders for 365 days of active duty are typical.
There's been a lot of families that didn't realize the separation was going to be hard. They didn't realize when they're first called up, they're held in the States for 2 to 3 months. And then they actually end up going to either Afghanistan, we're sending them, and to Kosovo, and obviously Iraq. We've been told that it could last, with the problems going on in Iraq, up to 3 to 5 years.
Which could mean more call-ups and longer stints. While during the past week, all of the armed services decreased the number of reservists, more than 200,000 remained deployed. In Lake of the Hills, a suburb northwest of Chicago, yellow ribbons are tied around nearly every mailbox near the home of Randy and Debbie Cruz. Randy Cruz, a major in the Army Reserves, is home for a few days checking out the changes.
Things like that tree fell while I was gone. The power line actually hit the yard.
A few months after the couple married in 2001, Cruz was called up for active duty. He's been stationed in Iraq and Kuwait. Although his fellow soldiers remain on his mind, Cruz is very much ready to come home. But first, he had to pack up and return to his home unit in Georgia to find out his next assignment.
You really don't get a perspective of how long you've been gone until, were you here for that? And you go, no, that happened a year and a half ago.
When you left, Ryan was graduating 8th grade, and now he's a junior.
Yeah, but so much life has gone by.
Randy Cruz says even so, he has no complaints and will continue to serve in the reserves. Although he's hoping to be home for good by mid-August, Cruz's orders have him available for active status through November of next year. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.